Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
There is never a good time to be ghosted. You guys know how I feel about this now. I have dug in. There is never a time where you should ghost anybody. On that list, way down, is especially when they are pregnant. Okay, Cassie has the email. And if you have something going on in your life, hit us up at theburtshow.com.
Dear Burt Show, a while back, my husband and I decided to open up our relationship. We invited his best friend of over 15 years into our relationship.
Wow. What? That is bold.
Wow.
Bold.
Of all the people.
Yikes.
Okay. Y'all are freaks out there, man.
It started off slowly with me trying to get to know him better because I had only met him once in person before this. Anyways, things were going extremely well. He and I are very similar. We're so similar, I started joking to my husband that he married me because I'm like the female version of his best friend. Mm-hmm. He made a surprise visit to see us on Valentine's Day this year. My husband and I opened up our bedroom to him and things happened.
Oh yeah, they did.
Wow. Still, all the chemistry was there and things were great. And then about a month ago, I found out I got pregnant on that day. I don't know if my husband got me pregnant or if he did. It'll be impossible to know until the baby is born. We tried to tell him, and he hasn't said a word to either of us since and has basically decided to ghost us. I'm very upset. I mean, what am I supposed to feel or think about this? I think he's terrified because, trigger warning, child loss. I think he's terrified because his baby passed away years ago, and I don't think he wants any pain like that again. That's honestly the reason why I've been trying to respect his space and give it some time. But it's almost been a month since we spoke at all. I want him to know that I'm not going to push, but my feelings are most definitely hurt and I feel very used. I'd like him to say something, honestly anything at this point, even if it's something I don't really want to hear, you know? I really need some advice or even just someone to tell me that I'm not wrong for being so upset over this.
Dang.
Who wants to start on this?
I
have a question for our bonus content that I can ask here.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a cautionary tale. If you open up your marriage to another person and you're not using protection or birth control, that this is a very distinct possibility.
That's my question for bonus content. That I just can't hear.
I'm just...
I'll have to wait on that. There's just something about this one that is rubbing me the wrong way.
I'm surprised we didn't get an email from her husband being like, oh, my best friend might have gotten my wife pregnant. Like, this is the issue that we're really freaking out about. Which, of course, like, if it is his child, that's a huge deal. But I'm like, I feel like we could have gotten a lot of emails about this from all three of them.
Well, I think at this point, the only thing you can do is he's processing this the way he feels is best. And just because that's the way he would do it doesn't mean that's the way you would do it. And I think maybe his past loss, I think that while it's an assumption, I think it's an insightful one. You and your husband focus on you and staying healthy and your pregnancy. And then if when he wants to come around, he will. If he doesn't, he doesn't. You have a supportive partner, which is great. Then after the baby is born, you do the testing to see who's the father.
I feel like I got rocked at the beginning of the sentence and I have not recovered. I'm trying my best.
I felt like I couldn't process all the info. Same
right.
As you. Yeah.
You got TKO second sentence in.
I mean, out the gate. I was rocked. But I feel like it's almost like it's just hard to understand his perspective without knowing the information of were there parameters in the best friend coming into the relationship. Was protection supposed to be used? Did she kind of break a guideline to get to this place? Because then I feel like maybe that would have a lot to do with why he's handling this the way he is.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm like Mo. I think I was lost in the first couple of sentences. Cass?
First of all, congrats on the baby. That's exciting. Secondly, you don't have to wait until postpartum to do a DNA test. Talk to your doctor, but they can do it as early as 9 weeks.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. So I don't know how dangerous it is. I don't know if doctors would recommend that if that's for dire circumstances, but you can do a DNA test earlier. So you could go ahead and find out. And then either take the pressure off the best friend, or now you know what you really need to deal with. But then you'll have concrete evidence you can go to and say, yes, the baby is yours. No, the baby is not yours.
I really have no idea. These never end up well. I mean, we may get a call or two saying, yeah, we've been in this relationship now and there's all three of us or five of us or eight of us and everything's fantastic. But 99% of the time, it seems like a great idea and it always goes sideways for the couples.
I feel like you got to bare bones this. And
they did. And look what happened.
That's the problem here.
You walked right into that.
You got to focus on one thing at a time. You can't be focusing on him. You got to be focusing on the pregnancy, the baby, in you. And then after the baby is born, or if you want to do that test beforehand, if that is feasible, but you can't force somebody to do something they don't want to do. So just let them be.
The Burt Show.